News 92 FM celebrates Black History Month.
Many figures in American black history faced terrible obstacles of hate and discrimination. But with time, many of those obstacles have been beaten back. And so it was, mostly so, for Lauren Anderson, the first African-American principal ballerina with the Houston Ballet. Ms. Anderson feels lucky that she found her passion early on.
I was about 15 when I realized that this is what I really wanted. And I didn't choose dance at that point. Dance had chosen me, and we've had a love affair ever since.
And she says the obstacles she has faced are perhaps different than you might have imagined.
I didn't find many obstacles except for the ones that I created. Of course, women hate their bodies, and we look at ourselves all day in a mirror as a dancer. But I didn't realize that there were any obstacles, actually, until I retired. And I thought back on some of the times when I wasn't chosen for certain things. And it wasn't necessarily because of someone at the Houston Ballet. It was generally someone coming in from outside of Houston to come in and set ballets on the company.
And the best defense for kids looking to their future?
Now I work in education outreach. And when I go out and teach in the schools, I try to instill in the kids that basically you should be the best you can be no matter what, and that your color or your socioeconomic situation is not going to hold you back. Actually, what you bring to it is going to take you forward.
Yes, she says. Your thoughts and beliefs make a big difference.
It's all about attitude, and it's an attitude of gratitude. I find that getting a chance to be a ballerina, I had no idea I was going to be a prima ballerina, let alone get into the Houston Ballet. And when I did, I was so excited just because I was doing something I love to do. And I try to get the kids to find something they're passionate about. And when you find something you're passionate about and you love to do it, you're going to work hard. And if you work hard, you're going to succeed.
Lauren Anderson is retired from dancing now, but she spends a good deal of her time helping kids find their passions. J.P. Pritchard, News 92 FM.